That's great feedback. Moses, let's stick with you since you just chimed in there. I understand you've had some excellent success. I know working with Bill is always a treat, but with the Solaris flu test in your territory, can you tell us a little bit about some of your strategies and tactics and how you've made such an impact with your customers around this testing, this molecular testing specifically?
Sure. No problem, man. So as Bill mentioned, down in the valley, there's an enormous amount of flu testing, and it really does. You know, we have a lot of young and we have a lot of really old people, right? It catches like wildfire down here. I've had a lot of positives in a lot of my clinics. 3 weeks ago, people started showing up. So part of my strategy when the Solaris launched was, you know, who am I going to target? Pretty much everybody. It doesn't matter if they are a very busy pediatrician or a one doc practice who's an internal med who sees some flu. Every one of my offices, and this might be unique down to the valley, but when I look at targeting and specifically, it's everybody. Everybody who runs a rapid flu test is my target for molecular testing. One of the areas where I kind of positioned it was, hey, look, this is a second test, kind of like I mentioned, a second test for you to use that goes beyond the rapid, that gives you better clinical outcomes, better clinical testing. It's confirmatory, right? You really don't have to worry about, am I going to overutilize Tamiflu? Am I going to give that precious Tamiflu to a patient who doesn't really need it? Because that was one of the issues that we ran in last year. I said, look, doctor, you think you gave Tamiflu maybe just for someone who didn't need it? I said, we were on the verge of running out in this country, right? Because we didn't have any flu tests. So now save yourself that script, save yourself that time, give them a better test, and you absolutely know for sure. Strategically, I did partner up with one of the accounts that I had a lot of good success with, Arsenal Pediatrics in Edinburgh. And I said, hey, man, can you please give me, you know, the reimbursements? Let me see what the payers are paying. Let me make sure that, you know, it's reimbursing what I think it is or around what I think it is. And then I took that information along with the sales aides and everything, and I took that to my offices. And I said, look, you're not going to lose on this test. You're going to be profitable, and you're going to give them a better test, right? Your cost per test is X, right? So using a bunch of different tools, you know, like I knew what was going on in specifically in my area. I knew what the HMOs were reimbursing. I knew which HMOs don't pay, right? I know which plans do pay. And I was able to have that discussion up front versus selling a molecular test and then come to find out, oh, well, it's not covering for a majority of their patients. Right, or the margin isn't there for them, it becomes a losing proposition, a losing test, which is what had happened when molecular testing first came out a few years ago, right? So I had a lot of those physicians that I had gone to, and I had previously told them another platform, and they all stopped using them, and there was dust collecting on the analyzers, and it was because they were losing money on the tests, right? And they didn't have the time to segment their population. And one of my lines that I used, I said, look, there's no more segmentation. You can absolutely run this test and be confident that you are going to make something. Even if you're going to break even, you're going to break even, but you're not going to take a loss. And that's something that really resonated with a lot of my customers.